The Poshat took off with civilian clothes when they came to the Beis HaMikdash. Yorad B'Torba, they went down to the mikveh. Olav and his topic, he came up from the mikveh, dried himself. And he revealed all big days of. They brought on the big days of. Because remember, the big days of on Yom Kippur, let's keep track of this. The big days of are for all the avodas that he does outside the Kodesh Kedoshim. The big day lovin is when he has to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Because there we have, as the Gemara told us in Rosh Hashanah, in Katega Nasa Sanega. Since the Zov is reminiscent of the Egel Azov, so he cannot go into the Kochi Kochim to be Machapar and Klaus all over in Zov. So he goes in Big Day Lover. But the Avedis that he does outside, he wears Big Day Zov. The Vilo Big Day Zov, Lovash, and he put on the Big Day Zov. And here we have, at that point first, is the Kiddush Yod Varadva. He did one Kiddush. He had already finished the Mikra. He had already finished putting on the Big Day Zov. And then he's Kiddush Yod Varadva. And then what happens, he starts his day. This is the beginning of the day. Vilo is a Tomat. He brings the Tomat. Kortso. We're going to look a little bit later on what Kortso means, but it means the minimal amount that he has to do for Shkita, we're going to see. Umeirak achar Shkita al Yodo. And someone else completes the Shkita. Now, you cannot have two shochtim complete the Shkita. That to be very clear. There's a halacha, there are five halachas of Moshe Sinai which touch Shkita. The first of them is Shehiyah, meaning is if there's any time delay that Sheikh number one checks and then he stops. And even if he begins again, or someone else would begin after that, then the Shechita is possible. And the animal would be rendered an Avela. So what we're going to see in the Gemara is the Kortso, the first part of the Shechita, he did a sufficient amount that even if we stopped at that point, and Hilchos Shechita, the Shechita is kosher. The second person that now takes over only because we want the blood to come out smoothly. And therefore, we want a larger incision made, and he expands upon that. But the shechita actually has been completed. Al pidin, umerak achas shechita al yodo. Kibel es adam. Now, who has to do all the avodas? All the avodas have to be done by the kohen gadol. So he has to immediately prepare to do the kabbalas adam to bring the klisharis and to accept the dam into the zorko, and then he does the zrika adam with that, which is the final step in the bringing of the korban, the match of the korban. Nichnas lahachtir k'toros shel shachar. Then he goes inside the heichal. Where is the mizbeach of k'toros? Right, the mizbeach on chayshus is outside, and that's where outside in the azor, and that's where he offered the korban tamid. Then he has to go inside to the Mizbeach Azov, and there he brings his daily Ketores, Nichnas Lahak Ketores or Shachar. And while he's in there, which is inside the Heichal, Ulahaytiv Esaneiros, and to Atov Esaneiros. Now there are two, there's a general meaning of what Atov Esaneiros means, and the Rambam's Pshat Atov Esaneiros. The general Pshat Atov Esaneiros means that the Neiros burned throughout the night, as long as the longest nights of Tavis in the middle of the in December time, that time of the year, which has the longest nights. And then in the morning, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen would come here, and the Yom Kippur had to be the Kohen Gadol would come, and he would clean out the residue of what was left. That's the Atovas Aneiros. And the Rambam learns, Atovas Aneiros is that he rekindles an unusual shita, which we don't really know the mokra for, that he rekindles the neiros in the morning that they should burn until the night. Okay, then we have the hakrif. Then he goes, let's do this. The hakrif is a roish v'seigor. Now, once he's finished, now he goes outside again into the azor. And all he's done so far is the Zrika Saddam. And what do you have to do? The Korban Tomet Shachar is an Eilos. You have to burn it up. The Hakrim is a Rosh B'Sevorim. He has to be Makrim, the head, and all the Evorim, the limbs of the animal. There's a Chavitin. We're going to see the Chavitin as a Korban Minchas. We're going to see exactly how and when this took place, what it was Makrim, the Chavitin. There's a Yayin. and then he has to pour the wine on the Mizbeach. It's part of the process of bringing the korban is there on the soch and brings the wine. Now, then the Gemara Mishnah ends with the following. Teresh al shachar, the teresh which you brought in the morning, or is a craver, as we the Mishnah spelled out, between dam lebor. First, he finished the process of the zrikas adam of the korban tomid. And then after that, he went outside and he was makrib devor. So the korban tomid was split in half. The avodas adam was done before the keteris, and the burning of the limbs, the rest of the tomid, which has to be burned up in the mizbeah, that was burned after the hakrovas hakteris. That is of the morning. So ben arabayim, the one which took place at night, is ben evorim l'nesochim. Like we said in the Mishnah, that there are nesochim which are brought. Together, that's the yayin. So, and the, here we have the yayin at the end of the list. So we had, after he came out again from the Akrobas HaTeres, he's makub the roish and the evorim. And at the end is the yayin. So it says in the nighttime, Korban Tomid, and the one that took place in the late afternoon. So there the halacha is, Shabin Arbayim, Ben Evorim, and Nesochim. It was pushed later. In the morning, it was in between the Zrikas Adam and Evorim, and in the night time, it was in between the Evorim and Nesochim. Then it says the following. Now, one of the things which takes place is that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen has to do the Avodah barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to wear shoes, so his feet are bare. So remember, the stone, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, what is it made of?
Problem again.
Sounds like it.
Marble. Maybe that's what he's waiting for, the answer.
He lost his video feed, though.
Give us a tour of the school, Michael. Why not? Show us the hallway. Why are you in the hallway? Deserve better.
Rob is back.
Okay.
So the mikvah was a cold mikvah. He's going to go in a cold mikvah and he's elderly or he's sensitive, and then he's going to march around with bare feet on the stone floor. So we prepared some hot water to dump into the mikvah. It's not going to be bishul because it's not going to make it yatsa ledis, but it will ameliorate the degree of the coldness of the mikvah so that he shouldn't get so cold. Now let's see Rashi to there in the Mishnah. And this topic, he comes out of the mikvah, and the first time as he enters in the morning. This atif balut, this he wraps himself in a towel, shall beg it. List by mayim to absorb all the water, shall be sorrow, the ton of flesh, this tapik with his kaleh. And he gets dry. The kiddush yod of a raglo, minakio, that's the kio which we talked about in Karpash's the Siso. The yalaf, the kamon, should sorrow the whole khalifa's big day hayayim, every time he changes his clothing, kiddush lipshito, kiddush lavisha. Kiddush associated with the clothes that he takes off, and kiddush with the ones that he puts on. But if you shine a zoo, Shapshita Shabinde Khairi, since the clothes that he's taking off a big day for the hoodstrap, Makadish Alapshita, So he doesn't have to take off for the clothes, go do kiddush for the clothes that he is taking off. Kortzo is mefarish b'gemar. Umeirak achar, meaning b'gomar koyen achar shchita. Someone asked else to finish the shchita. He expands upon the kosher shchita. He makes a larger slit. Yishen kabbalas adam ksher ala b'koyen godl. The koyen godl has to do all the avodas. That means he has to be mekabel adam. Tzorach lemayr ala kabbal. He has to hurry before the adam pours out. Al yodo, he says, meirak al yodo was bishvilo. And he brings a number of rayas rush. Come on, kovitz it's other money. They atzmo inami al yodo loshen achron. After, okay, I don't want to get into the dictum of this rush. The Torah shel shachar, the Torah which is brought in the morning time. The word he, Rashi omits. The brach omits. The Torah shel shachar is a craving. The Gemara Mefarish, why exactly this was the case. That we have a different order in the morning and the night. The Chamin lo Chamin. The Arab Yom HaKippur, you warm up water for him. Matilim the Yom HaKippur to Chakak Binyan based Tfilosa into where he's going to do the Tfilah. Dug out the Shetofig is Lohomim Miyatzinosa B'miktus to ease the coldness to some extent come over. You offered me those, but figure time, lose time. So it's the lose coldness. Rechel will normal, and how many Rechel will talk means it didn't go away. So here it is, Kadesha Tophet Tinosan, that should lose some of the coldness. So that's the reason that we dumped this hot water into the mikvah. And as I said, it's not going to get hot, so it's not going to be a Shiloh Bishal on Shabbos. It's going to get just a little less cold. So Amruah Rabbonon Kameder Rav Poppel. The Rabbonon learned this Mishnah, and they came to the yeshiva in the yeshiva of Rav Poppel, and they came and they told Rav Poppel, "Hold the local Rameya. This Mishnah is not consistent with Rameya. The E Rameya, if you would follow the school of thought of Rameya, came into Omer Terei Kiddushi Alavisha Omer Lahu, that you have to do two Kiddushim for putting on the Godin." So Hochanamila ever trade Kiddush Alavisha. So he should also have to do the Kiddush twice. Let's Rabbi said turn to Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, please the Mishnah. That's where Rabbi's view is presented in the Mishnah. And there we'll see it hands-on. So open up, please, the Mishnah in the lower half of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Have you all the race of Parva? And as Rashi says, the born of the race are a mitvo tvilashnia. This is the second tefillah. The first one we described in Laman Allah. She threw in a mokum kodesh for the precious la'il. This has to be in a mokum kodesh, the second tefillah. Uva kodesh ha'isa. Pour some sadden shalbutz. They extended a curtain of linen. Vein olu vein ha'am for privacy's sake. Kidesh yodo v'raglo. And he did kidesh yodo v'raglo. Poshat. And he took off the clothes that he was wearing. Rav Meir, Aymer, Poshat, first he took off the clothes, Kiddush Yodav Araglov, and he did Kiddush Yodav Araglov, Yorad V'Toval, he went down and he did Tfilah, all over his topic, and Avilo Bigde Lovon, Lovash for Kiddush Yodav Araglov a second time. So let's go back to Rav Meir to understand what's the pshat, what Rav Meir meant, why Rav Meir was saying. Did he have to do the first Kiddush, because that had to do with acknowledging the taking off of the clothes? Or no, both of them had to do with putting on the clothes. So they said, the Rav Meir came in the Omer Terei Kiddushi Alavisha of it. They understood Rav Meir to mean that you have to do two Kiddushi for the new Pagodim you're putting on. It's Ochanamin Le'Avet Terei Kiddushi Alavisha. It's true, you would not do a Kiddush for the clothes that he took off, because the clothes that he took off were Big Dechol. But he's putting on Big Day Zohar in this Mishnah. So we should have to do two Kiddushim, as he did in this Mishnah. So how did he set it up, Rav Meir? In that Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer Poshat, you take off the clothes, Kiddush Yodav Araglav, you do a Kiddush, then Yorad V'Tovel, then you do the Mikvah, all of it is Tabit, you dry yourself, then you put on the Big Day Logon, and then you do Kiddush again. So you have to do what you put on the Begodim, the Kiddush after you do put on the Begodim. How come in our Mishnah only has one Kiddush? Our Mishnah has a Kiddush, Lovash for Kiddush. after he put on the begodim, but it doesn't have a lovash, a kiddush before he put on the begodim. So it must be it's not rabbeinu. Is almost a Rav Papa. So Rav Papa responded to them that you misconstrued rabbeinu. That's not the pshat in rabbeinu. You're not doing a double kiddush for the new clothes that you're putting on, one before and one after. Bein the rabbon and bein the rabbeinu, everyone agrees. Charab sheet to the big kiddush, v'charab abisha. So, and this is what we're going to remain. In the Rabbanon, the reason that we're only doing one here, we're not doing two. Because one is, has to do with taking off the big dikaitesh, and the second one has to do with putting on the new big dikaitesh. So there's no kiddush that's associated with that. There's only a kiddush associated with the donning of the big dikaitesh. That's why Rav, the our Mishnah, which is going to be the Rabbanon, in fact, has at the end of the day when all the dust settled, there's only one kiddush. So Omalu Rav Papa, Bein the Rabban, Bein the Rameya, Charab Shita, the Big Kiddush, and Charab Levisha, and one on the Levisha. Now he's not learning that this has to do, but it says Bahocha Bahocha Mifligay, Rashi spells out, as we'll see. He's not saying Shad in this Mishnah. He's saying in this Mishnah, there is no Machlokes. Since the taking off of the big dechol does not necessitate the kiddush, so even Rameya agrees with the line in this Mishnah. Only the putting on of the new begodim. So, but normally they all agree charab shita the big dechol is charab levisha. Meaning, what do they argue about in the coming Mishnah? Not in this Mishnah, but in the coming Mishnah. The poshat v'rochat. That's the order of the Pesukim. So Pesha, take off the clothes. Barochats, and go and wash them yourself. You need to do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglai, and Lovash, and then put on new clothes. So Rav Meir Sovar, Makish Pshita Lulavisha. It's comparing the Pshita, taking off, and the Lulavisha. It's Malavisha Loivish, Vahakach Makadish. By Lavisha, Loivish, Vahakach Makadish. Pshita is Peshit, Vahakach Makadish. And that's what he says in the next Mishnah. What does Rav Meir say in the next Mishnah? Poshet. Kiddush Poshet, Kiddush Yodah V'Raglo. First you take off, then you Makadosh. You put on the new ones. And then, Yodah Big Day Lovon, the Kiddush Yodah V'Raglo. And that's his order of things. Rabbanon Savre, Makash Pshita V'Levisha. We compare the Pshita to the Levisha. Malavisha Kushu Lovush Makadosh. When he's wearing the begodim, he's makadish. His apshita when he's going to take off the begodim, should be when he's so according to them, the kiddush which is going to take place by the second time is first is going to be kiddush, then it's going to be pshita sabegodim, then he's going to wind up in the mikvah, then he's going to put on the big dezov, and then he's going to do a second kiddush. So Rav Meir holds, though, that's what they're arguing about. Rav Meir says, no, you do the Kiddush when after the Levisha. So therefore, that's the order that we have in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah. The Rabbanan say, no, you do the Kiddush while you're still wearing the first begodim. Just as you're going to do the Kiddush for the second begodim, if you're wearing those begodim. That's the Machlokes. But everyone agrees, one is on Pshita and one is on Levisha. So Mamela and our Mishnah, where it is being Peshit Big Dechayel. So then there's no Shaila whatsoever about what Rabbeinu would hold. Everyone agrees that you don't need to do a Kiddush for the Pshita and taking off the Big Dechayel. Rashi, Rabbanon is Talmidei, there are Papa, Amul Kachufon. This is what they came and they asked this in the Mishnah. It seems that this Mishnah is not consistent with Rav Meir, meaning Homaslis in the Lo Trambo Shnei Kiddush in the Tefila Rishayna. In the first Tefila, they do not record two times. It must be the Lo Trambo. This is not consistent with Rav Meir. The Poligum Maslis in the Tefila Shnei, the Rabbanon. When it comes to the Tefila Shnei, it disagrees with the Rabbanon. Shahoyu Makdim Kiddush the Pshita. But Tefila Shnei means on the second one we reported in Daf Lamed Daled, and that Mishnah he disagrees with the Rabbanon. Shaholi Makdim Kiddush the Pshita. they said the Kiddush has to take place before he takes the clothes off. Well, who hicked him sheet on the Kiddush, and he says it's the other way around. First, he takes off the big day chayil. I mean, the big day Kiddush that he did the avoid the dead one, which were the big days off. And then he's Makadish himself. Then he goes to the mikvah. Then he puts on the big day log on. And then he's going to do Kiddush again. With the sheet of the Kiddush, the snan. Rameya Oimer Poshat. First, you take off the god that he was wearing the Kiddush. The Shaminu Menei, the Sphere of the Shnei Kiddushim, Shahutzra HaKosov, but they beg it to the Aleph to come on. Tawayu Mishum Levishas Begodim HaMeschalfa, Tachas HaRishoinim. They assume that it has to do with putting on the new begodim. This is changing begodim, he's putting on the new ones. So that's Mechayev him twice. Levishas Begodim HaMeschalfa, Tachas HaRishoinim. Since I'm putting on the new one, the new ones need two times to have a Kiddush. Amri Masnisan, and they said that Amish the Lav the Kavosita. Amish is inconsistent with that. The Rav Meir, if it was Rav Meir between the Rishayna, Namini boy Trey Kedusha. He should also need two Kedusha. So their view was that the putting on of the Begodim, according to Rav Meir, is Mechayev Kiddush twice. And according to Rabbanon, one went on the Pshita, and one went on the Levisha. That's the way they learned. So along came Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said to them that, no, I don't agree with you. What did Rav Papa say? Chada Pshita, everyone holds one as on the taking of the Begodim. The Hilchah Hocha, the Pshita, the Big Day Chayli, since in our Mishnah, he came to where he arrived to the Avodah at the beginning of the day, and that's the Big Day Chayli. Well, boy, Kiddush, that certainly doesn't need a Kiddush, because it has its reference to the Big Day Chayli. Well, Hocha Gabi Tfilah Shniya, where in the second Mishnah, which has to do with the second Tfilah of the day, when he's going from Big Day Kiddush to Big Day Chayli, from Zof to Lovon, Shenechlak Rameya Lahaktav Shita the Kiddush, Rameya said that Shita has to take place before the Kiddush. So you said, why did it take place after the Kiddush? Poshet. Because it has to do with putting on the new Big Day Kiddush. It doesn't have to do with taking off what it took off. So therefore, Rameya said, it would make no sense then to have the Kiddush before you take off the Begodim, because it's not associated with that. It's associated with putting on the new Begodim. So therefore, first you take off the old Begodim, then you do Kiddush, then you go to the Mikvah, then you put on the new Begodim, and then you do a second Kiddush. That's what they held. So he said, "V'hilta chacha the pshita the midday chayli no boy kiddush." Vocha gabit tefillah shliya shenechlak rameya lahak the pshita the kiddush. Lav mishum this really kiddush rishon that the kiddush rishon is going to be this really shakol tefillah machmas levishavo that it should be shakol kiddush. That's what he says. So if one should shalif they call tefillah, so you have the kiddush levisha. They're not arguing. Not Rameya doesn't have a different view that one is for the Pshita and one is, he says he agrees with the one is for the Pshita and one is for the Levisha. It's really Xeris Akosa, but where that Kiddush is supposed to be. What's the Xer Pachle? It's a Poshat, Verochatz, Verochatz, Verlovish. The way he learns it is, it's as if it says Rochatz is referencing both. It's Rochatz referencing the Pshita and referencing the Levisha. So Poshat Verochatz, take off and be Reichitz, Verochatz Velovash. So meaning to say, Poshat is Big Day Abod Asher Lovash. Take off the one cloth that he's wearing. The Somachlei, and then it says, right, what do we have there? There he was taking off the Big Day Zov and he's putting on the Big Day Lovash. So, Poshar is Big Day Abora Shalomash. The Somach Leib Arochat says Besoro, Bamayim, Rokum Kodesh. The Lovash is Begoda. The Hita Lakosa Rechitza Ben Pshita Lulavisha. If you would put the term Rechitza in the middle, so Hai Barochat is Dashina Leila Kamali in Kiddush. It doesn't mean Mikvah, which it often means, but here it means Kiddush Shadayim. The Afinu Rede Trey Kiddusha. The Shadin and Barochat are Poshar. The Alomash. You would see Rochat's Trey Zimmer. So everyone agrees to that. There's a kiddush that has to do with the pshita, the taking off, and a kiddush that has to do with the putting on, according to Rav Pop. The only shaila is the timing of that. Rameya Sovar, Rameya holds, Makish, Kiddush, Pshita, the Kiddush Alavisha. Kiddush of the Pshita has to do with the Kiddush as compared to the Kiddush of the Levisha. And he learns like this. Malavisha, Loivish, by the Levisha, everyone agrees you put on the clothes of Ahavach, the Kaddish, Kiddush Hashemi. The Amrina, the Kaman, are called Molden, the Kiddush Hashemi. But is that the latter kiddush is done after he's wearing the big dilu begodim, the yalaf lo mikroi, that the learn from sukkah. So he says, "Af kiddush of pshita is poishit v'achakach mekadosh." So the action is first, and then comes the kiddush. Rabbanon sabri malav bishuk kushu lovish mekadosh. When he's weird, they give it a different spin. They say the Levisha takes the Malavisha Kushu Lovish Makadish Munzi the Kiddush Adayim Raglai while he's wearing the clothes. Uladivre, everyone agrees to that. Uladivre are called Kiddush Basra Achalavisha. There's no dispute that the latter Kiddush is after he's wearing the Ubagodim in the next mission. A Pshita, when he takes off the clothes, says to be Kushu Lovish Pagodim. He's still wearing the Ubagodim Shubo Livsha. Therefore, is Makadish for Achakach Poish. So that was the dispute between them. The Talmidim said both of the Kiddushim have to do with the putting on of the new clothes. And the mayor said, no, everyone agrees. One has to do with the taking, which is clearly the sheet of the Rabbanon. One has to do with the removing the first clothes. And one has to do with putting on the second clothes. And they merely have a machlokes and a drosha where exactly position the kiddush for the pshita. Should it be before the pshita or after the pshita? After taking the ball. But he had pretty tough talmidim and knowledgeable talmidim, and he didn't get away with it. And they forced them to submit to their sheet, as we're going to see. Is Omrulei Rabbanon Rav Popo? So Rabbanon said to Rav Popo, wait a second. In the Mishnah, you can get away with this pshat. But we're going to bring a brisa, a side of brisa, and Rashi is going to explain it. They were able to infer from this brisa that this brisa is talking about the first kiddush of the day, the subject of Mishnah, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. So if you learn in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph that if your sheet is as a proper sheet, is that one kiddush is for the pshita, one kiddush is for the levisha, so in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph's case, it would be impossible to have a double kiddush. This kiddush can only be associated with Big Day Kodesh, whether taking them on or putting them off. And our Mishnah, the Pshita, has to do with Big Dechol, civilian. And they're going to prove from a Braisa that Rameir made reference to the case in our Mishnah. And he still said you have to do two Kiddushim. But how could he do that? Now that must be then that he's doing the second Kiddush for what purpose? Also for putting on the new begodim, because it cannot follow a proper Pshita that is associated with taking off the old begodim. Because then in the Mishnah, where he's taking off civilian clothes, then there should be only one kiddush. And we'll prove from the following brisa, from an inference in the following brisa, that Rameyah, who said that you have to do two kiddushim, is referring to the case of the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. Now let us see. From the Motzis Amrit Hochi, can you tell me that Rameyah says one is for the pshita, one is for the Mishnah of Osan? Horsu Sadin Shal Butz. They put up a curtain of butz. Veino Levena on Poshat, and he undressed Yorad B'Toval, and he did the feel all of his topic. And he went and he cowled himself. They veil no Big Day Zov. They brought the Big Day Zov. Lovash Kidesh Yod Baragma. So here it's clearly, how is it that the Rabbanon have only one Kiddush? All they see, they give the whole story. Hosha, he did, and he did tefila, he toweled himself, he put on the big dezover. So the only time in the day that this can take place, according to Rabbanan, is in the first time of the day. It can't take place later on in the day, because later on in the day, we would have to have a double kiddush, because they certainly are mechayev when he's poshet, the big day kiddush. There's no question about that. So how could it be that the Rabbanim said he only needed one kiddush? So it must be that they're dealing with the first time he put on the big day zohar at the beginning of the day. So that's the inference that this Mishnah is referring to the first tefillah of the day. Now what do we find? Well, now that we've established from carefully reading the Rabbanim that this Mishnah refers to the first tefillah of the day. Now let's look at what Ramea says. Ramea Oiver. Hosha, he took off the clothes. So which clothes is he taking off? The Kiddush Yodah Veraglov, and the Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. Then Yorad Betovol, he went to the mikvah. All of it is stopping and he toweled himself. And we all big day Zov, then they brought the Zov. The Lovash and he put them on. And lo and behold, the Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. And he has a second Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. Now since we can prove from the Chachamim, since they only insisted upon one Kiddush, that we're dealing with the very first one of the day. That's the only one that you can account for having one. Every other one's going to have two. So Rameyah is also referring to that one. So Rameyah, what did Rameyah say? He's doing Kiddush Yodah Veraglov after the Pshitas of Agodim. Then he puts on the big day Zol. And then he does Lovash for Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. That a first, so he has two Kiddush Yodah Veraglov according to Rameyah, double. That a first one cannot be for taking off the civilian clothes, because everyone agreed that when you take off the civilian clothes, you don't do a kiddush. Even Rav Papa agreed to that. He said that's why his whole theory that Ramea could agree with our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, I'll tell you that Ramea's sheet is not that you have a double kiddush for putting on the new clothes, but one is for taking off the old clothes. And since in our Mishnah, he's removing big day chayil. So that has nothing to do with Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. So Ramea consents to our Mishnah that you only have for the first time of the day a single Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. But lo and behold, the Braisa, which we can infer from the Rabbanan, is referring to the first tefillah of the day. And there Ramea has a double Kiddush Yodah Veraglov. One before he puts on the Megodim, one after he puts on the Megodim. And it cannot reference back to the Pshitas of Megodim. As Rav Papa himself said, and that was the assumption that Talmid made to him, that why did the Rabbanan know why were they only mechayev one kiddush? Because there's no kiddush which has to do with big dechah. So it has to be. So Rav Meir could not have been saying I have to do two because one is referenced to the kiddush that he took off and one to the one that he's putting on. So it must be the only big dechah is the one he's going to put on. So it must be that Ramea holds that you need a double kiddush when you put on the gun. So if that's the case, that means that it's mukhrach that the Talmidim are right. That Ramea could not be the Tana of the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you only need one kiddush when he's putting on the first set of the big dezov the first time. And according to Ramea, we see from a Braisa that you need a double kiddush when you put on the first big dezov. So Omalahu, so Rav Papa said to them, "Tanya, Tanya, listen, I can't fight with City Hall. I mean, if it's mefurish in the Braisa, and it's quite mefurish, because as I said, it's mukhrach in the Braisa, and the Braisa is referring to the first tefillah of the day from the Rabbanon who did not insist on a double kiddush. So it's referring only to the first time of the day. And Ramea still insists upon a double kiddush. So how could that be? So it must be that Ramea says you need a double kiddush for putting on the clothes. One is not referenced back to the pshita or taking off the old clothes, but the kiddush is always for the new clothes. Every time you're going to put on clothes, you do a kiddush before you put them on and a kiddush after you put them on. But that being the case, it is rather mukhrof then that Ramea is not the Tana of this Mishnah. Because this Mishnah only insisted upon for the first tefillah of the day, the first dawning of the big day kahuna, only one kiddush yadu veraglov, not a double. Rabbi says, that's the Gemara until here, but as is Hashem, next people go weiter. It's a very beautiful, a very nice piece of Gemara.